Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Next, time out for music, presenting the young old men of Bansko and the two-voice singing tradition. Located in the foothills of Mount Pirin, Bansko combines past with modernity in its own inimitable way. A great many historical buildings, museums and folklore-style taverns rise in the town's beautiful Revival Time Centre. The taverns are the place where visitors can hear live performances by superb folklore musicians, the same names that have concert tours and take part in festivals in this country and abroad. The first male group to have spread the fame of the diphthongal singing so typical of Bansko will probably always remain unrivaled. Its soloist used to be Ivan Matsurev. But past decades have seen the birth of other such formations. One of them is the Old Men of Bansko, founded by Atanas Yanchovichin some 30 years ago. It was his idea again to set up a youth folklore group in Bansko, which he has been leader of since the outset.
I'm
In recent years, the youth folklore group of Bansko has taken part in numerous national festivals and singing contests. In 2015, it won a gold award plaque from the Jubilee Folklore Festival in Koprivtsa. The musicians from the group are often invited to perform together with other ensembles, Pirin Bulgare. An MC at one of their concerts recently called them the young old men of Bansko. It was a name we took to at once because it is amusing. The kids are often on stage together with the older men from the group called Old Men of Bansko, says Atanas Jančovičin, and adds. We founded the group 6 years ago, to begin with at the children's center in the town. At first we had 40 members, but then the center was closed down. I myself was abroad, and for a time the group fell apart. When I came back to Bansko, we put it back together again. The beginning was not easy. Most of the kids listened to and liked a different kind of music. But gradually the children developed a taste for folk songs. Just as all young people, they have all kinds of interests, but their hearts are set on authentic folklore. I'm glad to say that the children I've been working with are intelligent and ambitious. One of our boys has just graduated English language and literature. We have students at Sofia University, at the Sports Academy. One of the girls is at the National Academy for Theatre and Film Arts. They are so talented.
Na
The young old men of Bansko actually include several girls. That too is part of the local tradition. I have always endeavoured to pass the songs on to them, just as my own tutor Ivan Matsurev once did, explains Atanas Jančovičin.
He
took notice of me at a Pirin singing festival. I must have been in the third or fourth grade. The two sisters, Zdravka and Pirinka Hristov, who are still a famous duet, were also taking part. Even then, he gave me valuable advice. A few years later, Ivan Matsurev suggested we found a youth group at the local community culture club, and then I joined his male formation. Even when I had set up the old men of Bansko, I still sang with them. We should all be grateful to him, because it was Ivan Matsurev that took the music of Bansko to international acclaim. It is by no means easy to take an authentic song and adapt it for the stage without losing any of its originality. But Ivan Matsurev would just give me the basic melody and would leave the interpretation to me. That is something I would like to pass on to the children from my group, to be able to commit themselves to music. I'm a woodcarver by profession, and when I'm working, it is always to the sound of our songs. When I sing, I'm totally absorbed in the music and the lyrics. Nothing else exists. I love the songs of Bansko. To me, they are the best music in the world.
Трогнала мо Kalina. Kalina.